All right, those of you just joining us, I'm speaking with Dr. L. Diane Bennett, and I'm telling you what, the lady is truly inspirational. We're focusing primarily on the women. You heard it. We're talking relationships in general, and so, of course, that has the males involved as well. But our primary focus will be the women, and within that, an even narrower but very, very significant subject will be women in leadership before we finish it all. And we're doing that because, as I mentioned before, Dr. Bennett is going to be the keynote speaker of a workshop entitled Reflections of a Lovely Lady. And they're going to be bringing that from Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. Ladies, how many of you have actually made yourselves that rare jewel that is truly hard to find? Dr. Bennett, it really impressed me when I read that, and it finally hit me that Lemuel's mother was telling him, and it the fact that it was his mother telling him that that virtuous woman is like the rare jewel, and we know that rare jewels are hard to find, and you have to look and look and look and look and look before you finally discover one. And most people who look for rare jewels, most people who pan for gold, don't find it.
Absolutely.
And so when we men find that rare jewel, okay, the workshop, ladies, Saturday, August 22nd, 9 o'clock a.m., the great Dr. Bennett will be our keynote speaker, Hilton Garden Inn. And we'll tell you some more about that a little later. But, you know, speaking of that, though, we know, Dr. Bennett, that both genders play a key role in how society functions. But our primary focus is the women for our discussion today. Share with us some of the ways that women play such a key role in helping move society forward.
You know, that's a great question. I think that when you look at every fiber of our society, women are involved, and they're becoming more prominent in key leadership roles. There was a time that you never saw a woman in the military that was a high-ranking official, like a general or an admiral. But that is becoming more and more common. I think when you look in government, here we're looking at yet another woman running for president. But when you look at women, even in government, high positions, you look at women that were Secretary of State, very, very critical role in government. You look at women all over the world, that prime ministers and women that are presidents of countries and chancellors of countries. And then when you think about in our local communities, the teachers and the nurses and the folks that are operating in our communities, I think at the bedrock of all of that, the bedrock of all the achievements that women have accomplished and are accomplishing is a strong mother. I think when you look at who shapes us and who molds us and who gives us the courage and gives us the insight into who we are and what we can be, it goes back to our moms. And I have been blessed. I was blessed with a wonderful mother, a very strong woman and a very kind and generous woman. And she shaped who I am today. And I think every woman that is accomplishing anything, every woman that is making her way in the world, can look to either a mother or a mother figure in her life that has said to her, you know, never mind what's going on, you know, pick your head up, hold your head up, pick yourself up, and you can do this. Because when you think about reflections, and I'm going to kind of steal a little bit from the workshop, and you look at reflection. Reflection means that there's something that I'm looking at that gives me the opportunity to reflect back, either a mirror, meaning I'm looking at myself in a mirror, or I'm looking at myself through the eyes of my mother, through the eyes of my daughter, my sister, or a friend. And I think women are so blessed because we can connect on a level that's a little different from the way men connect. Women connect from the heart. And when they connect from the heart and we make that connection, man, we're locked and loaded. We are right there and we will hang in there. And if I could just a moment, just kind of pull in the caveat about the strength of a black woman, and I, when I think back on our history in this country and our history around the world, but particularly in this country, and you look at the strength of black women, and you look at how they have overcome and weathered storms to build families and to build strong children and to give us a vision of where we can be and how we can be. I am of all women most blessed. And the scripture says that the virtuous woman, and it talks about how that woman teaches her children, and the scripture says they will rise up and call her blessed. And I think when I look back at the women in my life, and I've been blessed with, was blessed with a wonderful mother. She passed away in January of 2010. But I also have had some wonderful 2005. I'm sorry. When I think of the godmothers that I've had, and the sisters at the church, and the mothers at the church that keep you encouraged and know exactly what to say. And you know, man, when we're coming along, man, those old mothers, they could almost look through you. And they could look through you, look at you, and tell where you were hurting and tell what you needed at that particular time. Sometimes we needed a meal. Sometimes we needed a hug. Sometimes we needed a smack upside the head. Sometimes we just needed a pat on the hand or an encouraging word. But they just knew. God had given them something, and they just knew. They knew what we needed. And I am so, so happy anytime I am in the company of women. I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, a proud member of the sorority, but I also, not just the being a part of the sorority, but the sisterhood that I have been blessed to be a part of with that sorority. I've also found it with other sisters in my church and also in my community. I work with a group of women. You talk about women's leadership. I work with a phenomenal group of women through the Center for Creative Leadership that really have helped me grow and helped me see things from a different perspective. And as I can still consider myself kind of young, you know, as a young black woman that's going places and doing things, I am still open and embrace the diversity of my network of friends and close friends and sisters. And I have a cadre of women that I rely on for their direction and rely on them for their perspective and insight. One of the things I want to share this, and I'll let you answer another question, but one of the things that I have been pushing and promoting and talking to youth leaders about and parents about is that we need to promote experiences for our children and putting them in situations and in an environment where they're not the same. They look around the room and there are people that are different. I think that is phenomenal. I think that is one of the greatest things you can do for a young person, a child, is to expose them to diversity, diverse ideas, race, ethnicity, gender, whatever, religious beliefs, but expose them so they can enhance their thinking and their understanding by listening to someone else's perspective.
I like that. One thing I'm going to mention to you, and then when we come back out of this next break, I would like for you to explore with us a little bit more that relationship that you brought up a little bit earlier, having to do with mother-daughter relationships, because they're so foundational. But before, we'll address that when we come back. But one thing I do want to say just before we go to break, you mentioned that women connect a little differently than men, because when women connect, they do so with the heart. I want to give you some encouraging information. Men also connect with and from the heart. That's why when a man, for example, finds out that a woman he loves and trusted has been unfaithful to him, he's devastated because he was connecting with the heart. That man who has lost a good friend to cancer or to an automobile accident that has taken his good friend out, that wasn't just a mental relationship. They connected from the heart. And so that's why we can grieve just like women grieve. We can rejoice just like women rejoice, because we connect with the heart too. And I said that that's something that I hope would be encouraging, because I think, ladies, that if you know that not only do we men have hearts, but the hearts actually work, it may encourage you to be more willing to bond with us. Dr. Bennett and I'll be right back.
All right.